right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Wow. Chris was wearing and holding a crown during that. I don't know if you felt the royal vibe, but I did.
I bought it online as an impulse.
Ah, I love an impulse buy. Look at my apartment. It pretty much was that.
Listen, your apartment, we have very similar. Well, I think I've told you this before, that I like my bedroom to feel like a closet.
I have not heard that particular description. No.
Like a nice clean closet, like a Lisa Vanderpump closet, but to feel like I'm in a cave.
Are we like Harry Potter vibes, like under the stairs type?
No,
thing?
Like a huge closet.
Okay, like almost a room.
Like a millionaire's closet.
Got it. But like surrounded by clothes, you're saying.
Like surrounded by my stuff.
My thing.
Like,
I love
like
my
wigs and my.
Yes. You know, I just put my wigs more accessible to inspire myself to wear them more. And then I also have to go through my closets tomorrow.
Mm.
It's going to be a party because I'm bursting at the seams.
Yeah, you're back in New York. How are you feeling?
I'm back in the city that never sleeps. And I am up and thriving. I mean, yesterday I was a mad woman. I organized my kitchen, bathroom, and my desk.
Didn't you get back yesterday?
I got back on Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Tuesday night. And I've just been organizing and trying to get rid, like purge stuff. You know, when you haven't been somewhere for a year and you come back, everything's covered in dust. I literally saw Winnie playing with dust yesterday. And I was like, what is that? Oh, up dust. Okay. This is us now. And also,
is Winnie happy?
She is so happy. It's like a new cat. She's just
seeing
like,
you were worried she would have to readjust.
Yeah, no, she more just didn't adjust to the other place and now came back and was like, can I just be me?
Like she was like, holy shit, I never thought I was coming back here.
Yeah, she was like, only child vibes, thank God.
Yeah.
You know, and so yeah, when you haven't been here for a year, also you're like, I didn't use this for a year. I'm going to get rid of it. I got rid of so many free products that I got from, you know, betches in the office. I would just take all the free products and then never use them. So I put them out on the street. I hope people took them, but also don't they go bad? I don't know. I just felt,
I don't know that I would take skincare things off of the street.
Well, you've never been low enough.
How dare you say that to me?
I said
it
because you know I would. I'd be like, lotion, ooga. So, I've been cleaning and organizing like a mad woman.
I'm going to be doing the exact same thing. I'm going to the city tomorrow because I have to move out of my apartment.
First of all, I have your present, which I want to give to you when I see you. And then second of all, at least you're giving yourself a month. So it doesn't have to be like a so quick.
Well, it's not a month. I wouldn't call it a month because we have to be out by the 28th. Here's my thing. My roommates moving or like movers are coming on. I think the 19th.
Okay, so you're giving, a week.
But I mean like to take her stuff. Like, it feels weird. I'm going to feel weird, I think, being there.
Alone?
Not even like alone. Well, yeah, it will be weird because I'm so used to like being with her, but
yeah,
all of the stuff will be gone. So I'm like, I'm like figuring out what I'm doing.
Okay.
How I'm getting my stuff home. But to comment on your point, I'm gonna just get rid of a lot of stuff because I'm like, I haven't had it in a year. So
exactly, it's like I haven't had it in a year. Do I really love it? I don't know. So yeah, you just get rid of a lot of stuff. You know who I am? I am the woman who collects mail, I think, at this point.
Me too.
I have a bin now that I'm like, this is mail I'm scared to get rid of.
I do too. I'm gonna get rid of it all.
Wait a sec. Okay, okay. But
because when's the last time, even when I'm like, shit, and they're like, we send it, I'm like, no, you didn't. And they're like, yes, we did. And I'm like, well, we have no way of knowing if you did.
check even your records.
I didn't even look through my mail.
Yeah.
But I'm like, everything's done online these days besides the IRS.
It's more for taxes. I'm like, someone was like, you might be audited, keep everything. And I was like, I'm going to be investigated by the government. And when I am, we'll all go through all my mail from the last 8 years. And I will fall in love with one of my like government IRS people who's like, oh, God, I'm going to hate to arrest her because I love her.
See, I'm like kind of at the point where if that happened, I would just be like, oh, how much time will I have to do?
Please
if I
don't. The cuffs are too tight. Sorry, cuffs are too tight. Too tight.
Because I'm like, if it's only a couple months, I could work on my body, meet someone.
Absolutely. Could work on your body. That's
it would be like white collar. It would be like Teresa Giudice prison.
I don't know how she did that because I'm pretty sure the like it's not like they give you vegetables in prison. I say that as someone who has no idea. So apologies.
Well, they exercise a lot.
What if this podcast is being played by a guard and so the prisoners also hear it? Shout out to all prisoners listening.
Well, it is being played for probably Scarlett's mom.
That's
who's a prison guard.
Who's a prison guard? Okay, I was literally like, wait.
Remember?
Scarlett's growing up in prison. No, of course not. But also, yeah, you never know who your audience is. And so if I were in prison, I would love for all of our listeners to protect me at all costs. And also love me, you know, like I would get a bingo night going. I would get.
You would thrive. You would really rise to the top.
I would thrive, I think. I do think.
Be teaching acting classes.
Absolutely. Improv acting. I'd be like, can we make the uniforms just like a little more personal? Could we like get a like bigger collar? I'm thinking a sleeve.
Cowl necks.
Anyone? It's so chilly in here.
Would you ever try to break out?
Here's the thing about me. I am really bad at sneaking and or I can't. You know what? I'd like to say yes, but if sneaking out meant pretending to be somebody else and then walking out, yes. If it meant like squeezing through something, I feel like no.
Yeah. Well, also it would depend on how long I was there. Because like, I'm like, if I'm only there for like a year, why risk that?
Why risk? Absolutely. Do not. But if I'm there
for like life,
let me try to see if this hole will
work.
Let me
try to get out.
Yeah. Well, if you're in for life, it's like, well, yeah, it can't get worse. I'm here forever.
I guess it could because you can get put into like solitary, but right. I could finish my book.
I don't know if you get books.
I meant writing it.
Oh.
Do we not get laptops?
That's my question. I wasn't expecting to do this all handwritten. I will. I'm an artist, but I am upset.
Chapter 2. It's just me like talking to no microphone and no one.
You're taking this down, right, guard?
It's like the person next to me in solitary.
Yeah, it's like, shut up. But also, great book.
But also, it's a good book. I want to write a book. I've been thinking. Would you ever? I feel like you could write a book.
I would write a book. I would. Yes.
What would it be called? Your memoir.
I know. I guess it depends, like, what. Oh, it'd be my memoir? I think it'd be like Rolly Backpack Diaries or
Diaries of a Girl with a Rolly Backpack.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Something like that from, you know what I brought back with me? Because my parents were like, go through this one box that we keep of yours in this house. And I was like, okay, we can't keep it.
We need to make room for your brother's hats.
Right, exactly. So, and my therapist is always talking about loving my inner child. So look what I brought back with me for my like Hall of Fame.
Oh my God. It's Jesse on a Wheaties box.
That's me. And like,
look at you. You look
powerful.
Powerful. Powerful.
I'll post the picture. It's first of all, this is me, I think, fifth or sixth grade. So my hair is growing back in, which is always great. It's so short.
It's like a nice shaggy cut for the.
Oh, thank you for that. For the time it was.
For the time.
Yeah. You know, nobody thought it was easy, and that haircut wanted me to be a comedian. You know what I'm saying?
My book I would call Fat Prude, I think.
Oh my God, I actually really love that. I've never identified harder. I like know what the book is about immediately.
Right? Like Fat yeah. Prude, something along those lines.
Yeah, I love that. Fat Prudes, no nudes.
Fat Prude, a sexless guide to New York City.
A sexless guide. I love that. Rule number one, never make eye contact. You'd be surprised.
Yeah. If he's making eye contact with you, he's going to murder you.
He's
going
to murder you. If he's nice to you, he has ulterior motives.
For sure.
Like, we know that.
Okay, Jesse.
Yeah.
So, we've had a embarrassing story in the...
Archives?
Archives for quite some time because it's around the holidays, so I didn't want to do it because it, like, came in right after the holidays.
Got it.
So, I was like, we need to wait a bit. But I feel like it's been long enough that we can start celebrating Christmas again.
Absolutely. And it's almost Valentine's Day, which is a holiday I hate. So, really, it's now or never.
It's now or never.
Yeah.
So, guys, it's time for...
It's the embarrassing story of the week.
This story comes from Nikki.
Oh.
Hey, Middletons. Hey. Here's my submission for a holiday, church, family, and overall embarrassing story. Don't judge me. Picture this. The year is 2012, and I'm fresh out of college and 2 years into dating my super hot boyfriend.
Wow.
The bad news, he moved away to finish college and reconnect with his estranged dad. I'm in full support of him getting his life together, but was not super stoked that it meant we would be long distance. To keep things fresh and sexy, we would video chat and exchange racy photos to keep the vibe hot and heavy.
She was ahead of her time.
She was. I became a professional at taking the trashiest and most compromising pictures. A mistake, I know, but thank God nothing bad ever happened with them. Speaking of God, .. That my friend that was long distance would obviously do things like this. And once she like sent a picture of something else to our whole work like chain with like 50 people on it. But it wasn't, it was like a cartoon of Cheech and Chong and she just like wrong text, but then she was like, oh my God, that's how easy I could have sent.
Yes.
So anyway, cut to Christmas Eve mass, and I am standing in front of the church with my mom, dad, and sister. To make it even more special, my family had asked the church to recognize another family. Think of it as a Catholic shout out during mass. There's a beautiful write-up hanging in the front of the church, and my mom wanted to take a picture of it. But since none of my good Catholic family members brought their phones into mass, it was up to me to take the photo. I realized, oh no, the thumbnail, you know when you go to take a picture, you can see the last picture?
Yeah.
Oh no, the thumbnail in the very bottom of my camera is a naughty pic I had just sent to my boyfriend at church. Sweet. Not wanting my family to see this tiny pic of my bent over ass. I love that. It's that. I decide the best move is to slightly cover the image so they are none the wiser. Good plan, right?
Yeah.
Well, it was until I accidentally clicked on it, making the image open and take up the full screen for my whole family to see me posing like a wannabe hustler model.
Oh.
I was mortified. My dad pretended not to see. My sister belly laughed out loud. And my mom simply looked at me and said, I think you need to stay for a second mass. The good news is we can now all laugh at it. And that sexy boyfriend is now my husband and father to my child.
Wow.
So all's well that ends well. I've never told anyone else this story, and I hope it makes you smile. Happy holidays and cheers to all embarrassing holiday stories from Nikki, who needs to go to church.
Oh, Nikki, girl.
Nikki, again, we just have someone bragging about having a hot boyfriend.
Yeah, we get it. Okay, I don't even know what it's like to be successful at long distance to the point where love is love. But you know what?
Yeah.
I would never send a racy photo, and maybe that's why.
You have two good relationships with Jesus and your boyfriend.
Jesus and your boyfriend. And God, I'll say three. I don't know if that's the difference.
Let's not get into the semantics.
I'm not going to get into it. I don't know it. But wow. I mean, wow. First of all, I know exactly that feeling of... being like, I need to make sure this doesn't happen, and then it's eight times worse, you know?
Yeah.
And in front of your dad, good for your dad. I would also do what your dad did. Like, oh, well, good thing my bad eye is out today.
Yeah.
Same. And I'm not wearing contacts. Yeah.
I'm really good at ignoring.
Yeah, I would ignore because it's like, I don't even know what to say. I wouldn't know what to say.
I'm like really good at ignoring. Have you ever like, I'm trying to think of a moment similar to this.
My question is, when you have a racy photo, why wouldn't you delete it after?
Also, some people keep them all.
I guess you should, because like, you know, if...
But what if you get hacked, okay?
Yeah.
What if somebody's like, okay, I'm going to hack Jessie Jollis. I'm going to threaten to leak her nudes.
Yeah, then I would just try to get ahead of it.
Because remember that person that did that to like 50 celebrities at the same time?
Yeah.
And like Leslie Jones just posted all of her nudes because she was like, you think you can fuck with me?
Yeah.
I'll just post them all.
I mean, that's, yeah, good for her. That's what I'd have to do because... I'd have to. And I just have to be like, it's fine. It's fine. You are who you are. This is who you are. I don't know what else to even do or say, you know?
Or I feel like they would leak and nobody would care.
Yeah. When I worked at Betches, like I had my phone connected to my computer for like a little bit and then I stopped. But when I had it connected, one time I literally gave this guy on Tinder my number, and at like 9 a.m., he texted me a dick pic, and I was in the office and I like opened it, you know, and I was like, oh my God.
He what? Had you been like talking sexy?
No.
What the fuck? He just.
And I like, I'm not ever subtle. So I think I did scream, and then everyone was like, what? And I was like, oh. I've been harassed. Like, I don't even know. And I tried to block him. And then it was so funny because I blocked him on my phone and then it would keep showing on the computer. And I'd be like, make it stop.
I can't believe people do things that they do.
I know.
I saw a TikTok of this girl, and it was like when you forget to close out the tabs in like college classes, and she like picks up, like goes to lift up her laptop, and it's like,
oh my God.
And she like slams it back down. That's pretty embarrassing.
And that's very embarrassing. That is, I mean.
I wasn't like in college, we didn't bring our computers to class.
Oh, we did.
No.
Some classes we did, some I didn't. Mostly because if I had my computer, I was not listening and doing other things.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, it's all fun and games until you fail the final, Jesse. So maybe close your laptop and just write it manually because then you'll remember it.
Yeah. I still, to this day, have nightmares of like... I'm in school and I don't know what's happening in my classes. And
I'm
like, I must be failing. I haven't been to class in forever.
That always happens to me, that I'll have a dream where it's like, Jesse, we have to talk to you. Like, turns out you forgot to take like geometry. I'm like, what? They're like, and the final's tomorrow. If you don't pass, like, you're not gonna. And I'm like, oh my God, how did this happen? It's always like, how did this happen?
Yeah. On the low key, like, I wish I could go back to college now. I feel like I would do so much better.
Wow.
Because I would like, I don't know, I would just be more interested in studying for whatever reason.
Yeah. Sure.
And sometimes I'm like, it would be nice to just go like sit in class and not like go to work.
Well, it would be nice to sit in class. I used to also think about auditing, which is like when you go to class, but you don't have to take the exams. And I was like, I'd love to go to a class and look at it as like a fun entertainment segment.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, you can. I mean, you can always take a class, and I think it is called audit, or you sit in, where you just like you don't really participate. You just kind of watch. You don't get credit for the class.
I would be like, what am I doing here?
Yeah, I'd be like, I don't know. I'm just here listening. I don't know what I am fully doing.
Yeah,
but clearly that's okay. But that's okay. I don't know, it could be interesting. What class would you take?
Maybe like I don't know, I'm trying to think. I took this one class, you know, like I remember the classes that something good happened in, and that's kind of it.
Totally. What class was that?
I was in this lecture hall, and it was called like African Americans and Latinos in Film and TV.
Ah, yeah.
Okay.
That's cool.
And I had to write like a 10-page paper. And I was like, I don't know how this is going to go. And then she asked who wrote this paper in front of like the 150 people.
Oh.
There was like three. So she was like, who wrote this one? Stand up. And I was like, oh my God, can you imagine? And then she said, who wrote this one? Stand up. And it was another person. And then she was like, and the last one was mine. And I was like, and she was like, great job on blah, blah, blah. And I was like, holy shit. I felt very, that was like the only time that ever happened to me in school.
That's amazing. Also, did you not write your name on it? How did she not know?
It was 115 people. She didn't like have them in front of her. She said, who wrote the one about
this?
Who
wrote the- That's so cool.
It was about the differences between Foxy Brown and Jackie Brown, which was played by the same woman. But
that's
years
interesting.
Apart. So I guess like something like that. I don't know. I went to SUNY Oneonta. I feel like.
Yeah. I don't know. I would take like a psych class or a sociology.
Yeah, maybe something like
you
that.
You know, like, yeah, something like that.
I took sociology and I hated it.
I minored in sociology. I almost double majored in it.
What was your other major?
Public relations.
Oh, really?
It was indeed.
How was that?
You know, I knew I wasn't going to do it like after the second year, but I was like, I'm not going to change my major. I don't want to stay here any longer than I have to. I'll just like do other things that I want to do on the side. And I mean, PR wasn't that bad. Like it was a lot of it was presentation stuff. So that was easy for me. And, I don't know. It was boring. I didn't like it. I knew I wasn't going to do it. I was literally like, I will not do this. I shan't continue. Yeah. But
that's
how
I felt
finish.
Too. I was like, I'm not going to do any of this.
Yeah, exactly. But it was interesting. And those skills I still sometimes use, I guess those are mostly my skills. I don't even know. I just know that like.
I remember taking a videography class.
Yeah.
And like our final project, we had to make a music video. But we were paired up like with a partner.
Yeah.
And the girl that I was paired up with was like very gothic traditionally.
Hell yeah. Traditionally.
Well, yeah. But, and then it was me. So I'm like, let's do like Bad Romance.
Yes.
And she wanted to do this song. And I still remember the name of it was At the Gates. And it was like, I come down and I eat your pet. And being the person that I am, I'm like, okay, yeah, let's do that. That's fine.
Were you picturing like twirling or sort of like yelling at the camera?
And I was like, oh, okay, so they're haunted with there's ghosts in them. Great, great. And we filmed it like in my basement of my college apartment building. And there was like a murder at the end.
Oh my God.
And then I remember adding, I was like, oh, we should have her be like, screw you, freak, before he kills her. And she was like, that's crossing a line. I don't like the word
just
freak.
Just because he's
and
a murderer like, does not like, mean he's killing, a freak.
I'm like, that's like the
no.
story. No. And she's like, I don't.
I shan't.
And I was like, oh.
Okay. That was my one contribution, but you're right.
And neither of us could be in the music video.
Oh.
I wasn't even in it.
Oh.
Totally behind the scenes.
In college, when I was a freshman or a sophomore, I don't remember, I tried out for like a grad student's short film. And I just wanted to do it because like I always thought grad students were cute because I'm like, they're older though. They know more. Oh my God. So I like went and I auditioned and then I got it. And like the part was I died. Okay. And so first of all, when I went to show my parents, it like fake shows me kind of getting hit by a car and then on a stretcher. And my mom just turns to me crying, being like, why would you show us this? And I was like, ooh, it gets better. I was like, it gets fun. It gets better. Let's see if we can find the part that I'm remembering. And it's like, it was cringeworthy. I remember like we had to shoot 4 Saturdays like in a row in Syracuse, which is like cold. So I remember being cold outside. I remember being hung over almost every single day of shooting, being like, why did I sign up? Like, why did I say I was going to do this? I want to die.
4 Saturdays in a row for an unpaid student film?
Yeah. About my death.
At least you were the star, even if you were dead.
Yeah, I had to do it with this other guy who was like the worst, you know? It was like this other guy who thought he was cool and I hated him. And yeah. So I wish I had done it with someone who was like really nice, maybe.
How did you die?
I was hit by, I was texting, I was hit by a car.
Oh.
But then I think, I forget if in the end, it's like, so the premise is I'm hit by a car and I'm like in purgatory. So I'm like walking around, no one can hear me.
Oh my God, I was in a student film where I was in purgatory too.
It's everyone's favorite. Who doesn't love purgatory? And so then I, this other guy can see me. So we're both in purgatory and then we're talking about our lives. I don't remember what happens. And then either he dies or I die, but it's like you see that we're next to each other in the hospital or something.
Oh my God. I was in one, like when I first moved to New York, I met these people who had been like behind, helped me on a web series. They were like students and they, so they like worked for experience. Big mistake, huge. But that's why I felt obligated when she asked me to be in her student film in Brooklyn College. So I did, and I went, and she told me to wear all white. And then I got there and I was supposed to play like the sassy angel at purgatory that decides who gets in and who doesn't.
What a role.
And they filled the room with a fog machine. It was actually, I was like, I never saw the footage.
Oh my God, you need that footage. That sounds stunning.
Right? Wouldn't that be, I want to see that footage.
Get that footage.
Of me in purgatory being like, I don't, with that outfit, you're not getting in here, honey.
Okay, like, yeah, we need that. Those were the lines. We need that.
I miss it.
I miss it. I need it. And I miss
that
it.
One day. I also met this cute, really cute guy that day.
Okay. This sounds like a great day to me.
And then he was like, are you leaving too? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, do you want to take the train together? And we took the train together. And then he talked to me about his bisexuality and stuff.
Chris. And then
we exchanged phone numbers. This is the classic Chris Burns story, okay?
Okay.
We exchanged phone numbers. We talked for like a few weeks, and then he like fell off. I don't know what happened. He ghosted me, and then I like saw him on the subway like a year later.
No.
And then we were just like, hey, how are you, blah blah blah. And then after that we're texting a bit, and then last at BravoCon, when I was at BravoCon hosting like the Summer House panel, he was like the head waiter of the like
catering, whatever.
Whatever. But we both pretended not to see each other.
Oh. Why?
Well, he had ghosted me twice, so I didn't feel obligated to start the conversation with him.
Yeah, screw him. But also, I'd be like, oh, could you get me a soda? Thank you.
I think he was dating, like, a girl.
Whatever.
And I so doesn't... he didn't want... I feel like that was the tea, is that he, like... didn't want his sordid past to be
exposed.
Revealed.
What a weirdo.
But and he was like an actor, and he would always be like, he would like tell me acting tips. I love these people that study acting for like years and years, so they think they're amazing. I'm like, I've actually booked more than you, and I went to Oneonta, so like don't come for me. And I've only booked like twice. So you're not better than me.
No one.
Like, I'm like, don't talk to me about the Meisner technique.
Yeah, I think acting half the time is just like bull crap.
I mean, listen, 100% of acting is reacting. That's what they say.
That's what they say. And Nicole Kidman is for some reason recognized. So is acting even anything? I say no.
I also say no.
So there's that.
At the end of I finally finished Schitt's Creek.
Ah, welcome.
Oh my God, I hated it.
Oh, wait.
It just made me so sad. And I'm like, why was this the end? I didn't get it. Why did they have to break up Alexis and Ted?
I thought that was one of the most real, beautiful scenes.
I agree, it was real. But I was like, this didn't have to happen. Just you could have written it differently.
But you know what? It doesn't. Oh, I think that you can't have everybody have a happy ending.
That's the thing, though. I was like, why not? I also didn't want, I don't know. I didn't like that they like got money all of a sudden again.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of.
I hate change.
Yeah. Yeah. I liked it. I did. I thought it was true to the show. Like, I thought it was true to the show that David would stay. you know, and the rest.
I'm so happy that that happened. I was like, if they go to New York, I'm done. I'm throwing this TV.
Yeah. So I thought it was really good. And I thought that, you know, it was sad because we were all sad for the story to end.
Oh, yeah. Also, though, I had some questions about Ted because I'm like,
is he Stengel still? Yeah.
No, I'm like, you own your own
vet place.
Vet. What happened to it?
Yeah, I think
you're the only vet in the town.
What about the animals?
So that was confusing to me.
Yeah.
Also, I went on a thing looking at Ted's, the actor that plays Ted's Instagram.
Yeah.
And he follows like 300 people and like 200 of them are drag queens. And I was like, wait, what the hell? And he's been in a relationship with a woman for 10 years. But I texted my friend and he was like, yeah, it's like a known thing. He's like very obsessed with Drag Race.
Wow.
But.
Okay, we love that for Ted.
Yeah, right? Why not?
I could see Ted being a huge supporter.
Yeah, right? Me too.
Yeah, just like a big laugher, big cheerer, big energy, good time. I was watching Schitt's Creek like season 2 or something, and like you forget the way they styled his hair in the early seasons to look nerdy. It's amazing what a little hairstyling can do. I'm like, wow, he really looks bad.
When he comes back with the beard.
Yeah, it was like, okay, Ted's here and he's always been here, you guys. Wake up.
Yeah, he looked good.
He looked like he knew that he looked.
He like did, he right? Look.
Yeah, he was like, good morning, hello, how's everybody? And I was like, okay, Ted. Okay, well, Ted.
The fact that he was supposed to fly back from the Galapagos for one day.
Adorable.
I guess.
I mean, he's just like such a sweet. I mean, look at me. I'm talking about a character, but I'm like, he's a really sweet boyfriend. Like, he is the boyfriend I deserve.
I just wanted his happy ending.
I just wanted his happy ending. I think he will find it with a turtle in the Galapagos. I'll say that.
Okay, Jesse.
Yeah.
Should we do some improv?
I think we must do improv. I'm going to stand. I feel like I like to stand when we do it. Oh, like you a real stand. Performer. Do real Let's performers get, stand? Well, that's something I'm starting. Please support me in that voyage. Okay.
Oh, you're going to love this one.
Okay, great.
The location is a vintage store.
Yes.
And the relationship is teen and grandparent.
Okay.
I'm fucking bored.
Okay, Martin. This is
Marty. I go by Marty.
Okay,
now.
Marty, Graham. My little shooky boogie boogie.
Graham,
what?
Don't touch my cheeks like that. I'm 13.
I know, you're just so cute, and you
I'm
have
popular.
To. Mm-hmm. Yes, you are. Yes, you
I
are.
Am. I'm pop. Why are you saying it like that?
I'm not. I'm glad that you said that you think you're popular.
I listen.
That you
just
are pop. It's a fact.
It's a fact. Okay. Just because I spend every weekend going vintage shop diving.
That's a choice.
With you.
I know that. I know
it's
that.
It's not because I didn't get on the basketball team. Okay.
Of
that was.
Of course not. And honey, you know, you might be 4'11 now. But you will have that growth spurt and you will be a very tall. You'll be whatever height is perfect for you.
Well, whatever. That's what everyone at school says, too. OK, they call me stretch.
Oh, like ironically. Oh, OK. Yeah, no, that's bullies are creative. I've always said that.
Not ironically.
Oh,
you've always said bullies are creative.
Yes, I was a bully, as you know. When I was growing up, I was very mean and vicious. And that's why even now I try to give back and try to humble myself. Because, you know, if you catch me on the wrong day, grandma gets a little mean. And no
grandma,
one wants that. What?
You're embarrassing me.
Okay, well, I have to walk around with you. So you're embarrassing me. Okay, you've got zits from here to Timbuktu.
Grandma, come on.
No, I know. I'm saying, let's just
I'm on proactive. I told you.
Well, let's be proactive and stop with the cheese because I think you're dairy intolerant. Now, do we like this moose head for my mantle?
Whatever. I'm like, moose.
What?
I'm nervous, okay? I was like auditioning for the school musical.
Oh, why would you put yourself through that?
Because I have star quality, okay? But they told me I needed to play a moose. So is that why you brought me here to show me the moose head and make fun of me?
No, I didn't know you tried out to be a moose. I would have told you that was a bad idea.
I didn't try out to be the moose, okay? I tried out to be Ren in Footloose, and they cast me as a moose.
There's a moose in Footloose? Sweetie, yeah. I think the bullies were... See, this is something I would do. When we had someone come in to audition that we didn't like, we would tell them to be something that wasn't even in the show.
Well, they told me I had to order my own moose costume, but they'd reimburse me, and that I should just show up on opening day.
Okay, so yeah.
In the costume, and that it was
okay,
improv.
They're reusing my tricks, those little bastards. That is something I actually did. That's hilarious, but not good for you. And so... We do have to write this wrong, but also, who was it? Who was
Ryan?
It? Ryan?
Ryan? Ryan Marks?
Marks? Wow, the Marks kids. Good for them. I tormented their grandmother. Hmm?
Oh, well, now they're tormenting me.
Yeah.
Their grandmother comes in and she calls me Fatty Roly Poly.
She did what?
She called me Fatty Roly Poly and she hit me with a stick.
Okay, well, that's because I famously told her to be a pinata for our show, and then I had everybody stand around and hit her with sticks.
Oh my God. So they even had me write a song. They said that it would be added in at the last minute and that they worked well under pressure.
Okay. I'll make it right with her. Don't worry about that. Don't even stress about that. But I will say this. You need to just... not be as gullible. Okay. You need to ask yourself, are these people my friends or are they my enemies? And the answer is the latter. So you need to be on the defense at all times. Okay.
But the song, I thought, it's just, I worked really hard on it. Now I'm just embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed. It happens to everybody. It happens to the best of them, you know? And
move.
Sorry.
Cause the moose is coming through. The moose is on the loose. Don't blame it on the moose. Don't blame it on the moose. Moosey, moosey, juicy, juicy. If you drink juice, then you also will like moose.
Wow. I love that in a family setting. With me, with the safety, that's good. You know, in front of kids, they're going to call you Juicy Moosey for the rest of your life. And that's an easy setup. Yeah, that's an easy setup. As a previous bully, those are the things I would do, right? I would take that information and I would call you Juicy Moosey, okay, forever. And then I would also probably have you do that in front of the school and just sort of let
moose loose.
The moose loose, if you will. So we don't want that for you. We can't have that.
I guess I'll just burn the school down.
Now, that you pivoted on me. I didn't see that. We don't need to be violent.
Apparently we do.
I don't know if we do. I think that the answer is college for you. You're going to
shit. What? The Mark's grandmother is behind you.
Tracy is behind me?
Tracy is behind you. Oh my God. Is that Stefania?
Hello, Tracy, you old whore. Get over here.
You've always got me by the giblets. You have.
You got those big old giblets hanging. Remember how big you were back in the day?
I used to be very big. Yes, I was sick, so I lost the weight.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
How
you were
are
sick.
You? Good. Good.
You know, it's so funny because I was just talking to my grandson.
Oh, is that the chubbo in the corner?
And okay, so
hey, Juicy Moosey. That's they call him.
Tracy, if you mess with my grandson, I will come after you and yours the way I did in 1972. Got it? Do you have it?
I have it. I have the sexual transmitted disease that you planted in my Diet Pepsi.
Okay, well, I can do it again.
If I get it again, I'll die.
Well, thanks for giving me that ammo. So if I were you, I'd be super careful.
And scene. Imagine seeing these two elderly women having this conversation.
I know. You'd be like, are you guys going to buy the jars or you're just standing by the vases? Okay.
That was so funny.
Have you ever been to an old folks home though? Because my grandmother is in one, and one time, like, I've seen people fight, and it is one of the most, like, sad things you can see.
What? Describe it, please.
Well, like, my grandmother also, my dad's mom is, like, hard to deal with, I would say. And so she'll do things where she'll really loudly be like, that's the woman who hates me. And then we're all like, shh. And she's like, that's the woman who hates me. And then the woman's like, I do hate her, she's mean. And we're like, I'm so sorry. So
I do hate her, she's mean.
Yeah,
that's gonna be people talking about me someday. See, I feel like I would thrive in an old folks home.
Yeah, I do too. It feels like a dormitory again.
Does she like it there?
She really loved it pre-COVID, when she would be like, I'm so busy, I'm going to bingo night, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm, you know. But obviously COVID for everybody is hard. So she got COVID, first of all, didn't have a symptom. Okay. Then she got it again, didn't have a symptom again, but like was quarantined. And I think that's been really hard for her.
She's had it twice.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Thanks a lot, yeah. Cuomo.
Yeah. Maybe she had it one time, and then the second time someone had it, so they all had to be quarantined. I forget, but she's been in her room two times for a long time.
God bless her.
God bless her.
Okay, do you want to do another one?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, this one just gave us a location.
Oh, okay.
Waiting room.
What do you have?
Excuse me?
Oh, sorry. What do you have? What do you have?
What do I have?
I have a tumor. I just.
You have a tumor? This is a general practitioner. How do you know that?
Because this is my second visit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have a common cold.
You're here for a common cold?
Well, I also have this skin thing, but you know, I don't really talk about it with strangers.
What do you mean skin thing?
It's I don't know. It's like some kind of a skin thing, like a pop out.
Your skin pops out?
No, like I have like a big zit that's full of pus or some shit, okay?
Oh, like a cyst?
Yeah.
Oh, ew. Oh, my God.
Hey.
What? No, I meant, I have a zit inside that's like a tumor. I don't know. I tried to relate.
Where's your tumor?
It's oddly kind of by my, is this your liver?
Yeah, I think
so. Yeah, it's by my liver.
Okay, well,
I actually think I got it mentally because I started watching Grey's Anatomy again. And have you ever seen the show?
I've seen the show, yeah. I don't think you can get a tumor from watching it, though.
No, because there's a lot of what do you call it when you have a compassionate whatever, pregnant? Anyhow, I don't know, but.
Yeah, empathy,
yes,
empathy,
yes,
pains or something, yes, but yes. I don't think you can grow a tumor.
Well, I don't actually technically know if it's a tumor. I guess that's what we're going to kind of like check in on today. Last time I just told him it was a tumor.
The doctor?
Yeah. And then he was like, well, I'll be the, you know, decider for that.
And then he decided you didn't have one and then you still came
I'm kind
back.
Of like a hypochondriac.
Sorry, the cold is really coming through.
Yeah, try to cover your mouth. Actually, I feel like I have a cyst too. Is that crazy?
Where?
Because like right on my back, you can sort of see like, you can sort of feel even and see there's like...
Could you put your shirt down? It's
okay. Oh,
you sorry. Don't have to take your shirt all the way off to show me your back cyst.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know if it makes you uncomfortable. I'm sorry.
Well, nudity just makes me a little queasy. Being
Are you prudish or?
Well, I'm Amish, so.
Oh, you're Amish.
That's why I'm dressed like this.
Oh, well, I didn't know. I thought they were giving out weird like gowns and stuff today. I was just like, oh, okay. The bonnet I thought was a real overkill, but maybe they ran out of hairnets. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I mean, the horse and buggy were in the parking lot. So
those are yours.
Yep. This is an Amish doctor. So you pulling up in the Toyota Corolla was the interesting thing today.
Well, I just believe in like all medicine. So I've gotten opinions, obviously, from a lot of doctors who all say it's in my head. And I'm just like, well, you might not know. And the Amish might, you know, because they're old fashioned and they might be able to know that I have a tumor. So.
Yeah, I mean, we don't use x-rays or anything. So I don't know how that's going to work for you.
I think it's mental. I think it's feeling and sort of touch and just knowing. And I think that It isn't always about the tumor. Like if you've seen Grey's Anatomy, it's like, it's not about the tumor. It's like what the tumor, you know, it's like the tumor causes you to hallucinate. So it's like, oh, hallucinations. Oh, it's the tumor, you know? And it's like, maybe my tumor is making me anxious.
Where's your tumor again?
It's like kind of by my shoulder, kind of shoulder
area. I don't
think
those ones make you hallucinate. I think it would have to be.
Well, it could be on a nerve.
In your brain.
Yeah, but it could be on a nerve that goes to my brain.
But so, your nerve doesn't like scent.
You don't know. You're not a doctor. So.
Okay. I mean, my husband is, though. He's the doctor.
Oh, you're married to the doctor?
One of them, yeah.
Wow.
Are you married?
No. I
would
was...
assume not.
Why?
Oh, just sorry. Sorry. I didn't mean to say that out loud.
Maybe you have a tumor.
Maybe.
Because if you meant to say that in your head and you said it out loud, that could be a disconnect in your brain and that could be a tumor.
Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe I have something wrong with my synapses.
Brain, yeah. Get your husband to check on that, I would.
Yeah, totally. Mm. Are you the one that spray painted our house? You look like... I have the big place up on Cherry Pine Grove. Somebody toilet papered it and wrote... Amish Mamish in spray paint on the garage.
Oh,
and someone else spray painted your doctor husband will rue the day he told me that I didn't have a tumor.
That's interesting that you, I consider that was more just, I don't, almost like the Amish, I didn't want to email him because technology. So I was like, oh, how do I communicate in an effective way that is paying homage? To the Amish, you know, that is respectful, but also could maybe communicate. And so I was like, oh,
that was respectful.
Yeah, because I didn't want to, like I said, I didn't want to bombard with technology. And I thought, okay, well, I could, you know, do my due diligence and find out where he lives and then, you know, communicate in a visual manner that would sort of let him see what it is that I see. Inside.
My kids have been having nightmares ever since.
Oh, wow. Oh, the little blonde. Well, your daughter or
you know
son, I'm not sure. The long-haired child that was about 4 or 5-ish.
She's my daughter.
She's your daughter. Okay.
Beth.
She came out, obviously. And I said, I actually invited her to help. She said, oh, no. And then I said, well, then shut up and go inside. So
didn't you say, get in my car?
Oh, well, I was going to get donuts if she wanted.
Donuts, go nuts, right?
Yeah, exactly. Do you like jelly filled?
I don't eat donuts. We're Amish.
Oh, God. Well, good thing she didn't get in the car.
Yeah, she's not allowed in cars either. Again.
Amish. God, I made a lot of mistakes that night. And I was,
how did you end up living here? You know, in Amish County, Pennsylvania.
That's funny. I don't actually reside here, I would say. I reside Vermont. I'm just here because I'm going on sort of like a doctor tour.
A doctor tour?
Yeah, like a tour of doctors.
Okay. Listen, the police are on the way. I've been instructed to distract you until they were able to come. So if you want to just go easy, they're outside.
Not sure why they would be interested in me. I've done nothing wrong.
You knocked down my barn and said tumor instead of timber as the barn fell.
Well, in my defense, the barn was almost falling. It was really, and I actually was trying to warn you in a funny way that was also my medical history. So,
well, it was falling because you had ran into it 1,000 times with your vehicle.
Well, I didn't see it because I wouldn't say it was marked correctly. You don't have any lights, which because of electricity, which I get, but it is dark.
I guess that's
out there.
Why you started the fire.
It's dark. It's dark out there. So I was just trying to see.
Okay. I think the doctor is ready to see you now. It's the one that looks like the police officer.
Okay, I'll write you a message at some point. I'll find a way to communicate.
scene.
What a great scene. I am rewatching Grey's Anatomy, and it is...
Wait, do you know that I rewatched an episode after... This is the most pathetic Chris Burns thing I'm going to say. But I was like sort of crying from Schitt's Creek. And yeah. I was like, I need a real cry. So I watched an episode of Grey's.
Which one?
Guess.
Donnie.
It's my goat. Who?
Donnie? Not Donnie.
Oh, is that the Denny, do you mean?
Denny, I meant.
No,
Denny.
Not Denny.
Oh, interesting. Not that one?
Not that one. The shooting one.
Oh.
Listen, April Kempner gives the performance of a lifetime. She should have won an Emmy for that.
Oh my God. I'm rewatching from the beginning. So I'm in season 2, which, by the way, my favorite part when watching is Sandra Oh's character.
Christina,
who is, I can't imagine, like, I'm like, if she couldn't be worse to be with. And it's like, Burke's just like, I love you. She's like, I'm a hoarder. He's like, okay. You know, like,
I forgot
everything.
She was a hoarder.
I forgot too.
How is she a hoarder? She's never at the hospital. She's like, how? I'm like, how do you have time?
That's the thing. When she's like, I won't move in. I'm like, Christina, just say you won't move in because either you hate him or you don't want that. Like, she just, and then she's like, this is my apartment. She's like, I don't
she's
do
like, this
laundry.
This is my apartment, you stupid fucking you piece stupid of fuck. Shit.
I don't do laundry. I buy underwear. I was like, okay, I see you. I hear you. I keep my clothes everywhere. I keep magazines I know I'm not going to read. Are you going to love this? And I'm like, and he's like, yeah. And I'm like, Burke, you gotta have higher standards.
Also,
dude.
When you just be like, well, we're adults, so we'll hire someone that can come clean it.
Yeah, I need you to.
We're doctors.
We're doctors, honey. We make so much together.
He's the head of like, he's like the head of the heart program.
It's crazy. And she's like almost unbearably, she's dragging her feet the whole relationship. I can't understand how that is how it happens. You know what I'm saying?
It's, and then he leaves her at the altar.
Does he leave her or she leave him? I don't remember.
He leaves her.
Good for him. I mean, a little
remember,
too late.
Because she has the wedding dress on and they're like, he's gone. And then she starts screaming and she's like, get it off me.
Yeah.
Got it. Did you know that she auditioned for Meredith?
No.
And that they were like, no, but you would be right for this.
Wow,
but the April Kempner monologue when he is like, she's like standing on the do you know what I mean, that scene, and Derek's like on the ground and she's like, nobody's loved me yet. Ugh. And then even the part when she like slips on her friend's blonde that died. Ugh. And then she like goes into Derek's office and she's like, I grew up on a pig farm, you know? And
yeah.
And I'm like, this bitch is really slaying this performance.
Yeah, this bitch needed more recognition. I mean, that I can't wait to get there. What season is that again?
I think 5 or 6.
I can't wait.
And then Mandy Moore also.
Mandy.
Role of a lifetime.
Oh my God.
I think she was nominated for an Emmy actually for guest star.
Damn. Well, she should have been. That was, and what a great, like, what a crazy, crazy part that was. I'm also excited for The Bomb. Remember The Bomb?
Oh my God. That I think is like season 2.
See, I think I'm almost there and I'm excited because that's like, that's really, there are so many twists and turns in Grey's Anatomy. You're just always like, wait, what?
There's too many. That's why I stopped watching.
Well, at the end, it was a little bit like,
I can't deal with it anymore. The plane crash with Lexi. I can't. Lexi also amazing actress.
Yeah. No, everybody's good.
It's like, they really are all good.
They're really all very talented and good. But yeah, no, I do. I love it.
The 007 thing.
Oh my God. That was so sad and great.
When she's like, it's charge, and he's running down the hall.
Oh my God.
Guys, if you don't watch Grey's Anatomy, I am assuming most of our audience does, or at least used to.
And if you need to like literally kill a month of your life, watch Grey's Anatomy. I love it. Highly recommend. Underrated show. Just kidding.
It's a very underrated, very underpaid. Nobody's ever even heard of it.
It's very non-union, very small production. But I'm telling you, the performances are great.
Speaking of great performances.
Yes.
I think it's time we get to our last segment.
Let's do it.
Okay, guys, it's time for
Praise to the Praises, yeah.
Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
This one comes from Natividad. Okay.
Okay.
Is the name. And they say, practice safe listening. This is a warning to anyone who works in a profession in which sharp objects are used around or near the face and eyeballs.
Grey's Anatomy.
You will. Yeah, we're being played in the operating.
Oh my
gallery.
God! To all the doctors listening, yes, we love you.
You will be laughing uncontrollably and at random times in the middle of work. Oh. Jesse and Chris know how to turn a dark and gray day into the brightest sunny Caribbean day. I say this as I'm frozen in Michigan and I'm a girl from the Caribbean. Please keep the laughs coming. Your embarrassing stories and Hallmark movies are the highlight of my week.
Oh,
Natividad, let me tell you something. I'm very interested to know what you do for work. That you're working with sharp objects.
I'm seeing a plastic surgeon. I'm seeing a dermatologist.
Maybe.
That's what I'm seeing.
Maybe. She's definitely a high-powered something.
Oh, she is high-powered. And she's like, let me get into the right mood for surgery. We're removing the cyst from her nose. And while we're doing that, put on Middle Children. And then, you know, one wrong giggle and we could seriously hurt somebody. But you know what? I want my doctor to be happy when they're on that floor cutting. I want them really happy. High.
Thrilled.
Good
high
marks,
energy.
High energy. I want them at the beginning of the shift, not hour 36. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I want. And you know that she is like, let me make this happen. Okay.
She's the type of a friend who's like, come on in. Things are slow. Give you a quick boob lift if
you
want.
Let me give
you
a boob lift. A little.
You don't need anything, but if you want something.
If you want it, it's on the house. I'm literally testing products. By the lips. Kiss with them. It's better. It's numbing, but it's better.
I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know.
Oh God, we can't go down this road. Not here. Natividad's the type of person who gets kissed a lot.
Yes, absolutely.
She has that energy. She has that confidence.
Oh my God. And in Michigan, she is like a diamond in the rough.
She goes, you know, down to Kalamazoo.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm coming out. I'm going to Kalamazoo. And then she goes to Detroit.
Yeah. She's like, I'm coming out. I want the world to know.
Muskegon, which is also Muskegon. In Michigan.
Wow.
So she's, you know, she's all over the place.
She's all over the Michigan. Place.
And those are the three places in Michigan that I know.
I'm impressed. That's enough of Michigan for me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We love you, Nativi Dodd. Okay?
Yes, we do.
We love all of you freaks.
Freaks? We're obsessed with you. So what?
Okay. So listen, go on the Facebook, Stuck in the Middle. Join the Patreon, patreon.com/middlechildren. And until then, live every day like you're the oldest.
We love you. Bye.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.